This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Well, it's Thursday, time to round up some ideas for your weekend. And here to give us some of hers is Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at digboston.com. Hey, Hillary.
Hi.
So your first pick from the world of French cinema. Tell us about it.
Okay, so this is Jean-Luc Godard's great film Weekend, and it's playing at the Brattle Theater from Friday, December 9th until December 15th. And it was made in 1967. And I really love this film because it is bizarre and it is beautifully shot. And basically, it's about a young couple who takes a road trip across France, and they go to collect an inheritance of a not-quite-so-dead-yet relative, and everything goes nuts between points A and B on their journey, and it's totally worth your time. I mean, Godard is an icon in French cinema.
Allô, allô, tu m'entends? Est-ce qu'il fait beau temps là-bas sous ton ciel?
So that's Weekend by the great French director Jean-Luc Godard, opening this Friday at the Brattle Theatre in Cambridge. Hillary, what's next for us?
All right, my next pick is a Boston Tea Party reenactment.
Oh.
So it's the 238th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. And naturally, I mean, like, we're in Boston. We like historical things. We love reenactments. And there's one happening on Sunday at 4 p.m. It's taking place at the Old South Meeting House. And basically, 75 reenactors of all ages come together to recreate the tax debate meetings that once took place at the Old South Meeting House. And after these debates are over, people, you know, they stay in their seats and the lights come down. And suddenly you're transported to Boston Harbor before the revolution and stuff. And a reenactor will narrate for you exactly what happened 238 years ago as a bunch of, you know, revolutionaries dressed as Mohawks mimic the dumping of the tea. So it's pretty cool.
Interesting. Sounds like a lot of fun. So that's Sunday, December 11th at 4 p.m. at the Old South Meeting House. Tickets are $9 each, and folks are encouraged to buy ahead of time because, I guess, Hillary, Tea Party, pretty popular stuff these days.
I don't know if I'd call it popular, but it's definitely something. So.
Well, bring the kids. Bring the kids. You can teach them something about history.
Yeah.
We got time for one more pick, Hillary. What's your last one?
My last pick is Justin Towns Earl, which is this Saturday, December 10th at Royale. He's a folk rock musician, and I saw him last summer at the Newport Folk Festival. And he's got a little interesting personal story, and he's definitely not perfect, which always makes for a more interesting story. He's the son of legendary country singer Steve Earl.
Big fan of Steve Earl.
Yeah. And he's had multiple scuffles with the law that may or may have not come from a couple of altercations a couple of years ago when he was on tour, but anyways, he's going to be performing at Royale, and you know how everyone compares good, solid voices in country to, you know, Hank Williams or voices of yesteryear? Justin kind of falls into that category.
Well, let's listen to some Justin Towns Earl. This song is called Harlem River Blues.
Good, I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water gonna cover me over, I'm not gonna make a sound.
So, Hillary, I'm a huge fan of Steve Earle, and I read that he told his son, Justin, sing about what you know. And for Justin, that meant singing about his challenges with addiction. So some tough life lessons there, inspiring what sounds like some pretty good music.
Yeah, indeed.
So that's Justin Towns Earl at Royale on Saturday night. And I have a couple of quick picks myself. Meghna and I are both going to be out and about over the next few days, and we always love meeting Radio Boston listeners. So on Sunday, check this out, Hillary, Meghna's going to be out ringing the bell with the Globe Santa on the corner of Dartmouth and Newbury Street.
That's party times.
Party times, indeed. So look for her there. And on Monday evening, I'm going to be at the ICA interviewing curator Helen Molesworth about the exhibit Dance Draw. And you can get more information on that and all of our picks at radioboston.org. Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at digboston.com. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.